This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
Forbes just released its Celebrity 100 list of the highest paid entertainers. So I saw the headline and I thought, well, what actor or comedian or singer or what have you tops the list? And, you know, I guess they consider sports figures to be entertainers.
Absolutely.
And, well, I don't really find it entertaining, so I don't think that way.
What is the highest rated TV show?
Well, football.
Right.
But how would you pick an individual from that? And it's, and I will say this, this is an individual. This person is a one-man sports team and made $100 million more. Oh, sorry. $50 million more than the second place finisher.
How about LeBron?
Is it the boxer?
It is the boxer.
Oh, Mayweather?
It's Floyd Mayweather.
Right.
Floyd Mayweather Jr., and who I just, you know, I think entertainer. I do not think boxer. I find that to be less than entertaining.
I'm with you, and yet these things are
it's
shows.
It's a pay-per-view. Right. It's
they're
a total
shows,
show.
So he's an entertainer, absolutely. By definition, when they get these kind of ratings and this kind of money, that's entertainment.
So $285 million is what he pulled in to top the list. Everything except for $10 million last year came from the fight with Conor McGregor. So $275 million is what he pulled from that pay-per-view where we all knew that Conor was going to get his ass handed to him. Don't worry, Conor's on the list too.
He did well by that fight.
He did. He came in at number 12 with $99 million. Conor McGregor made $99 million in the past year. What was his best year before that? Couple mil. He was a known dude, but
absolutely,
he wasn't pulling down any.
I don't know what the UFC guys make. They are forced to fight a lot more than the boxers are, but boxing's been on its way out for many years, so I can't. To compare the two, I don't even know how, and what they make on the side might be more than what they make in the ring.
Yeah, I don't remember him
making the octagon.
Right, whatever it is. I'm sure he made, you know, whatever, $50 million for
they do
going
well
in there, but I just assume that, you know, whoever's name was on his shorts or his shoes or, you know, whatever towel he wraps around or hat he puts on, that's all cash money for him too. But $99 million ain't nothing to sneeze at in 1 year. I don't know what will. Oh, and his wife is pregnant with their second baby too.
Oh, good for them.
Yeah, he has got a nice little family.
You know, when you hear that though, there's a price to pay. These guys are getting punched in the head.
Mm-hmm. Well,
if you've ever been,
UFC guys seem to really just get ruined.
If you've ever been punched in the head.
Never. I don't think I've ever taken a punch to the head.
It hurts.
Yeah. I would assume so. You know, once in a while you take a crack across the nose from hitting a door or something, you know, and you just go, Jesus, thank God that wasn't a punch.
And they do it for a living and they get into it and there's an adrenaline and all that. But,
there must be.
But that sucks. That totally sucks.
Right. Well, not to mention your brain gets scrambled in there.
Right, and that's what I'm saying. There's
a
price
dummy
to pay, so, you know.
And I guess the price is $99 million, and you have to just give it to your family. And also for your medical bills.
And I don't know that guy. I didn't follow his history, but in an effort to promote the fight, he came off like a total racist, too. So
and just, yeah, like a really kind of an awful person.
They both did. They're both awful, but in different ways.
Yes.
But, you know, okay, you got your payday. Good for you.
Any other guesses for the biggies on here? Number three is a big surprise, but...
Well, LeBron, you mentioned, he's got to be high on the list.
Well, I'm sure he's on the list, but he's not in the top 10.
Mm. Is that right?
You know, do you want to go to the Forbes site and see if you can pull up the whole
list? But we're talking about
100?
Entertainers, not athletes, so let's get back to...
There are athletes on here, though, Ben. I mean, for sure, not just Floyd Mayweather. Soccer star Cristiano Ronaldo is number 10.
How about Antonio Brown?
$108 million for Cristiano Ronaldo. I don't see him in the top 10.
He's the guy that twerked when he scored the touchdown for the Steelers.
Well, did he? God bless you.
He's an entertainer.
Well, did he make more than $35 million last year? Because that is the tie for last place is Dave Chappelle, Dr. Dre, and Nas. And they're all tied for last with a mere $35 million
apiece.
Wow. They're underachievers.
Chappelle worked a lot, too.
Yeah.
Good
still,
for him.
I mean, look, $35 million, nothing to sneeze at. They made the top 100.
So what is your list goal?
I only have through number 10.
Okay.
So who did you? So LeBron, he must be on there somewhere.
Dwayne Johnson.
Dwayne is on here. He's number 5. He made $124 million last year.
I bet
that's
LeBron
pretty good.
Is number 17 at 85.5.
Wow,
million.
Pretty good money.
So Dwayne is the middle point in your 10 mm-hmm. list.
Wow. Did you say Robert Downey Jr. already?
Oh,
he's number 20.
Oh,
at 81 million.
Oh, good for
man,
him.
The difference between Iron Man and Thor
how
is
big?
Night and day. Like,
well, one's awesome and one's like
awful.
Oh.
Unwatchable.
I liked it. I remember liking
one.
It. Yeah. I remember kind of liking it, but being like, you know, they were trying real hard to go for the kind of, you know, out the side of your mouth joke kind of thing. Like
were
what
they?
He's what he's known for.
I remember now that the first time I watched it, I walked out of the room.
Oh,
I left
oh.
it. And then I forced myself to watch it because I'm trying to watch the whole series of Marvel films.
Oh, Marvel.
And it's awful. That sucks.
Yeah.
It's terrible.
And but you liked Thor Ragnarok better, right, Hooman?
I did. But I didn't dislike.
I didn't
the
dislike
Thor
the first
as much
one.
As he you do.
The yeah. fake world they lived in with the ice monsters, really?
Well, that's they live in the world of the gods. His
yeah.
dad is Odin, right?
I know, yeah. but watching it the way that
and Loki, mm.
Loki,
that's
come
her boyfriend.
On.
You're saying bad stuff about
my
boyfriend.
My old
that's
boyfriend. I'm not into him.
Who's your
anymore.
New boyfriend?
You're none of your business. You don't, you're on a need to know
B.
basis.
Jordan.
Shut up!
Oh,
there
yeah.
you go. Dude, there were pictures of him. On the, I think on the set of Creed.
Uh-huh.
I was like, oh, look at that.
Look at that body.
Girl, look at that body.
There's some new pictures.
What
of
part
him
of him are you looking at that you're like, oh, look at that?
His beautiful face.
All right.
And his torso. Uh-huh. Looked pretty good. Looked huggable.
Steph Curry made it on the list at number 24 at 76.9 million.
Do the 10 because I don't know
okay,
the
do
I don't
the 10,
know the people.
I'll do anything after that.
Ed Sheeran made $110 million.
Oh.
He yeah. is in ninth place.
I
Ed
saw him on a.
It.
I just saw
wow.
a list of the tour grosses. Have you seen that?
I have that.
Okay.
I'll do it. It's in this break if I get to it.
He's done well.
He has. You know what? Actually, let me skip to that real fast because he is. Let's see. These were the top did, grossing tours so far this year.
Did you see that song he just released with Anne-Marie?
No, with Anne-Marie?
Yeah, I'll put it on the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. It's so charming. These two are
who's
just
Anne-Marie?
So... She's the singer that they kind of do these duets together and they just put them up on YouTube.
Oh. Young girl?
Oh, she's like that. She's like a friend of his or something, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Like, and
didn't
he'll be
she
like,
co-write a couple of his hit songs together? And
well, there's this moment at the beginning where he's like, this is my new song with Anne-Marie, and she's like, just punches him in the ribs and goes, and he'll be like, oh, and then it'll start go right into the song. Do you see it, Bryn?
I don't.
Okay, great.
What's it called?
I gotta find it.
All right, anyway, back to this
yes.
list. We'll get to all that later. So Ed Sheeran, you know, he makes so much money. I'm sure he tours with the band at times, but we've seen him do the thing where he just walks out there with a bunch of pedals to make loops and a guitar, and he just kills it.
Mm-hmm.
And that is a one-man show that he doesn't have to share any of the money with any other performers.
A magic placemat probably oversimplifies it, but it really
that
is
what
this
it looks
thing
like.
Laid out in front of him that yep. he works masterfully.
Mm-hmm. He just puts some loops together. Soccer star Lionel Messi made $111 million for eighth place. This is the year's highest paid entertainers. Coldplay.
Oh,
they just
really?
They lump a whole group
what do you mean,
together.
Oh, really? I don't like that tone.
Barf.
It's Alice Essential, everybody.
Coldplay made $115 million. So individually, they all made less than that, but Coldplay brought in $115 million. U2
no.
is number six.
Well,
they're
U2
touring.
U2 as a group made $118 million. So they are the highest paid musicians on this list. So Dwayne The Rock Johnson, $124 million for fifth place. Judge Judy.
Man, that woman's always up there.
$147 million last year.
I haven't seen her show in quite some time, but I can't believe she's still on top.
I think so too.
Judy.
It's a daytime judge show. Like, how on earth is she pulling that kind of dough? But she is.
There are people that want daytime entertainment.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, Netflix works 24 hours. Right? You know.
I mean, I can imagine.
Watch anything besides a daytime judge show.
To my horror, the idea that someone is sort of working their way through the daytime television, jumping from Judge Judy. Oh, in 30 minutes, Ellen's on.
Yeah.
Oh, in 30 minutes. Oh, my Lord.
Right after they finished watching 4 or 5 hours of the Today Show.
That's a nightmare.
Ellen's on the
me.
List at number 15.
Oh, I bet.
Oh, what did she?
87.5 million.
Oh, good for her.
And speaking of daytime, even Dr. Phil's on the list. Number 22 at 77.5 million.
You gotta
daytime
be kidding
Daytime TV
me.
Pays.
Apparently so.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if you have the right formula, right. Rosie O'Donnell, Ellen's doing her show.
I know. Yeah. Rosie's show was great. I loved Rosie's show.
In the beginning, I enjoyed it. Then it just got,
well,
I don't know.
It got kind of repetitive. Yeah. Oh, I actually thought it got to the point where I was like, you know, it was sort of the same things, her little buttons and the singing
little
of the show tunes and the
swishy things she would shoot into the crowd.
Right.
Yeah.
I don't know. They both made a mountain of money doing what they do.
Yeah.
Good for them.
I'm going to tell you number two on the list before I tell you who number three is.
Okay.
We've had some surprises out of number three. I think last week there was a huge surprise out of number three. So Floyd Mayweather Jr. tops the list, $285 million. Highest paid entertainer this year.
Number two.
Numbers two and three are the only ones we haven't heard, in the top ten anyway.
Is it Houman Khalili Sabbat?
Oh my God, how did you guess? It's amazing. Hooman, congratulations on your...
Thank you so much.
Number
like
two position.
Accept this award.
George Clooney is number two.
Oh, all right.
George Clooney made $239 million. He must produce crap.
Okay.
He must. There must be something because it's
and
you
that
can't,
alcohol.
It wasn't.
Oh my God!
Yeah.
They sold the Casamigos.
Is it tequila?
Yeah.
For $1 billion.
Yep, they sold it. That's right. I forgot all about his side businesses. I'm like, I don't know what he did. Pose for pictures with his wife and twins. Fell off his scooter. What did he do? I don't think he get any money for
that.
Oh
yeah,
by the way.
I clicked on his name and it said British liquor giant Diageo purchased Casamigos, the tequila company, blah 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 blah, with pal Randy Gerber, $700 million.
Oh, good for them. That's
cool. Oh, good.
Oh, good for them. $239 million is what George Clooney brought in last year, making him this year's second highest paid entertainer. Number three was a surprise at the top of another list.
Oh, can't stand this one.
Oh, really?
Well, I mean, it's fine, but...
Is it fine? It doesn't sound like it. You booed it.
Well, we were all...
You're going to boo it, too.
I was stunned last week when I found out that this chick...
Yes.
...is the top of the Kardashian heap. With a net worth of $900 million, Kylie Jenner is the one. In fact, I think they said if she crosses $1 billion, which she's about to do, she'll probably do it this year, she'll be the youngest billionaire on Earth.
Yeah.
Zuckerberg holds that currently at 23. She's 21. She's worth $900 million. And if she crosses the billion mark, she owns the record.
Well, if she's done that in... this short a time, it's highly likely she'll do it.
She has
right?
two whole years before she has to, you know, before she wouldn't be breaking his record. I think last year she made something like $166 million. Oh, in fact, here it is right in front of me. Last year she made $166 million. Good for third place on the Forbes list of the highest paid entertainers.
There is actually a GoFundMe account set up to help her cross that.
You've got to be kidding me.
Yes, someone set it up last week. Kylie owns 100% of the company.
Kylie Cosmetics.
Yep.
Nice.
Oh, good for her.
No.
Exactly.
I like these GoFundMe accounts for, you know, one of the jackass boys who tries to do a stunt and lacerates his liver and had no insurance. I'll give you a couple bucks for that, but to help you get over $1 billion, I can't get involved. No way.
Yeah, I agree with you. Make your own $1 billion.
Yeah. What's the point of that?
Last year, Diddy topped the list.
Oh, yeah. He's on there.
Yeah, this year he fell. Last year he banked $130 million thanks to a huge tour and the sale of some of his Sean John clothing line. And this year he only made $64 million, you guys.
Can I ask you a question?
Yes.
Do people love him?
I don't.
Puff Daddy?
Yeah.
People must.
Yeah,
right?
Absolutely.
You love him?
I like him. I mean,
have
I
you
don't...
watched his show The Four yet?
No.
Because he's unlikable on there.
Have you?
I haven't watched it. No.
What an egomaniac.
I like his story, though.
Douche. Oh, what's his story?
Well, you know,
what parts of his story
he rode
like?
Biggie to success. Is that it?
Yeah, you know, he's a producer, and you know,
he's just a producer.
You gotta say that.
Yeah,
right up my nose.
But he started in radio. That was somewhere in his bio. I forget where. But
oh,
he started
was
in radio.
He a jock?
I don't know what he did, but
he
started
man.
There, and then you know, made connections, and then moved up from there. So that's, you know, it's kind of a cool story. I like seeing stars on the rise before they were stars, right?
Yeah. Ciroc is pretty good.
It is. Oh. It's very smooth. And actually,
what is that, a vodka?
Yeah, it's a vodka. So Ciroc, De Leon tequila, and Aqua Hydrate alkaline water is where he made a bunch of his money, as well as some reunion tour and the Sean John clothing line.
Boy, you guys, we got to get our ass together and get some kind of liquor going.
We sure do.
Yeah. Yep. That's where the money is. Anyway, congratulations, rich people. You made the list.
I only know how to make one thing. We called it jungle juice, but it was just you poured everything in the house into one bucket.
How was it?
It didn't taste great, but you were just trying
to did the job, Hooman.
All the multiple alcohols that had been poured into one thing, so it was whatever.
Did you ever care about the taste when you drank? That's a no.
Well, yeah,
thinking
no,
about
of course
it.
I did. I cared about, like...
Well, you must have had the whiskey of
choice. I definitely had certain whiskeys I liked, but even... I didn't always have, you know, sort of a kamikaze mentality. I drank beer and enjoyed it and liked Coors over Budweiser or, you know, a German beer over, say, or a Mexican beer over all the beers. Yeah, I had flavor in mind early in my... drinking days.
Before you burned all those things off of there.
Later,
the
it was
buds.
Just, you know.
Means to an end.
Well, and I wanted to, I switched to hard alcohol because I didn't want to drink 12 beers. Mm. You know what I mean?
Sure. They can be filling.
Ruin your girlish figure.
And you have to pee too much.
Yeah. Oh, God. That's a problem.
I'm trying to sit here.
Well, you're nothing if not efficient, then.
I don't want to keep getting up. This is ridiculous. Mm. God.
Remember when Tyrese cried and cried and broke our hearts and talked about his little daughter and how much he loved her and he just, you know, why does everyone...
He's so mad at Dwayne.
Yeah, Dwayne the Rock Johnson.
I need to make another movie. I'm going broke over here. Why can't my friends help me out?
Right. Yeah, that was fun. Should we listen to a little bit of that before I... By the way, I should say shortly after this, he was given the opportunity to see his baby. I guess he has pretty regularly scheduled things. But he was like, oh, I got to go to Monte Carlo for this Grand Prix thing. Uh-huh. So I can't. I'm not going to see her.
Yeah.
Tyrese is, I guess, best known for Fast and the Furious. I don't really know him from anything else. And he was pissed because Dwayne The Rock Johnson did the spinoff movie, which I guess is about to come out. I don't know when that's scheduled for. But it's coming out between... It's his character from Fast and the Furious and like a side story about him. And then they're going to do Fast and Furious 9. So he called out Dwayne Johnson and said some stuff. You have that interview where he's talking about how mad he is at the earlier one where he's talking about how he's annoyed by The Rock.
Oh, The Rock releasing.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's the quality's kind of low. You can barely hear his voice, but he's sitting in a limousine. Yeah, well, it looks like a limo, doesn't it? It's like a SUV. And now The Rock is releasing something that's pushing it back to 2020.
He's
and he's
pissed off about
basically
it.
Basically saying Rock's selfish.
So he went on a podcast and he did not apologize for what he said, but he definitely has decided that he went about it the wrong way. So here's today. Oh, subliminally.
Subliminally.
Well, that's at least
I like
he...
it when he cries.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
That's so much better than subliminal.
I agree. Okay, I feel really bad reveling in that guy's pain.
Why won't you just audition for some other stuff?
That is an audition. That's like,
oh, that's
yeah,
it.
Exactly. That's what I was thinking, too.
All right, Vinny, what's coming up in the news? God, we're awful people. I hate us.
Okay.
Kidding.
The biggest product flops of all time after these.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Hello, happy Tuesday. All the fog you see out your window. Hey, looks like it's going to clear up by midday. Be another hot one. Actually, I heard later this week it's supposed to be super muggy and oppressively hot.
Uh-oh.
I know.
Worried for people in the Santa Cruz region and Mill Valley. They'll get it the worst.
But here in the city, you'll be fine, right, Hooman? 1 mile commute.
That's right. Hey, everyone. Be sure to tune in Thursday at 9 a.m. We're
going
to
peek
for the week with a review with our dear friend, Rudy Ortiz.
Rudy.
We'll be reviewing Denzel Washington's new film, Equalizer.
Oh. Part 2.
Thank you.
I follow that Rudy on Instagram.
Yeah.
I like him. He's fun. And he also, he's out. He's touring. He's doing shows. So you may want to check him out live.
He's a beast at cornhole, too.
What?
Yeah. My team happened. And Danielle's team took on his team with Vaughn's team at the 4th of July party.
Uh-huh.
And, I mean, he barely scraped it out, but he's like Eye of the Tiger. Like, he talks, like, me and him were standing on one side, and Danielle and Vaughn were on the other side. So he's, like, smack-talking me the whole time.
So his game messed up your game.
No, I held my own. I actually, we rock, paper, scissors a couple things, and I won.
Oh.
Yeah, it was.
Rocks,
you know,
paper, scissors to decide what?
To who got to pitch first each time. And,
oh.
You know.
Wow.
I got him on a couple things, and we came close to beating them, but in the end, they crushed us. Vaughn.
Boy, and you had home court advantage.
I know.
So, Amazon Prime Day, I think it continues this morning. Yesterday, unfortunately, some people were having trouble. The website was crashing.
Yep.
I know that Bryn got a hose, and Sarah got some satellite items for the computer.
For the Echo.
For the robot.
Yeah. The girl whose name we don't want to say. We don't want to wake yours up.
Prime Day is still going on. Oh, there it is. All day today. So...
And oh, all day.
That's what this says. Right. Amazon was projected to make $3.4 billion in sales on Prime Day.
Oh, good for them. Isn't that wonderful? Prime Day, everybody.
Some people can't just go down to the local hardware store and buy a hose.
No. You gotta
I know,
get
it's
it
dumb.
Isn't
you know what's
dumb?
So stupid is I installed something last week that I bought last year's Amazon Prime Day.
Oh, for crying out loud.
You put it in last
there.
Week?
I put it in last week.
What was it?
It was the remote garage opener. So you can do it remotely anywhere. Because the week before that, I went to a party with the baby and the wifey, and then I'm like halfway there, and the lady looks, I don't know why she looks at her phone. She goes, oh, our camera says the garage is still open right there. Look, and I'm like, oh, God. So I drove him to the party. I dropped him off in the city, and I had to drive home to close the garage.
You didn't turn around and take everybody back with you?
I was already like more than halfway there. So I was like, you know what? You guys go to the party, and I'll
pick
home.
You up later.
We'll be back in an hour.
So I know that. That's a good move.
Yeah, so now I just... Ding! Right there.
What?
Sorry I'm late. I didn't want to come. So now you have a thing where if you see that your garage door is open, you can close it remotely.
Yep. And if anybody opens it, it goes ding right on my watch, and it'll say, your garage is open right now. Somebody's walking into your house.
Oh, imagine that.
Cool, right?
That is cool. 1 year later. See, he ordered the hose so he wouldn't have to go to Home Depot yesterday. He could get that other thing installed.
Right.
Saved him the time, you know, the trip to Home Depot. I'm sure Home Depot was like, great.
Right.
Brick and mortar. It's going away, man.
San Francisco voters are going to get to decide in November whether to tax large businesses to pay for homeless and housing services as the city struggles with income inequality. It looks like the city elections department verified yesterday that supporters had collected enough signatures to get the measure on the ballot. It would raise about $300 million a year to expand shelter beds and provide housing. Mm. One of the stories I read yesterday in the paper about this, Seattle went through this very issue as they are the home to Amazon and Microsoft, as these big companies have loopholes that keep them almost paying no tax.
Right.
And yet, when they try to find ways to tax these big companies, the big companies push back, and often to the point that the city finds itself having to say, we'll keep the jobs
right,
and the business rather than scare you out of town.
Right.
So it's going to be interesting to see how the vote. I understand why voters would say, yeah, tax them to smithereens.
Yep.
And yet if these companies say,
okay, well, we'll just go somewhere
else. We'll move.
No problem.
Then suddenly you've created a new problem.
Mm. We don't need an empty brand new Salesforce tower. I'll tell you that right now.
Right. So it's going to be interesting to see how that goes. There are other ballots on the measure in different cities, including Santa Cruz, where they want to change renters' rights. And the reaction by the owners has been to sell. They're like, we're out of here.
Mm.
If that thing goes through, it will... I don't want to be in this business
right.
of owning rentals. And that's fine for the people who want to say we have rights and we want you to never raise our rent or the many things. But you create
know,
a situation where
be...
people go, I'm out.
Right.
I ain't going to be in that business.
Nobody else
then.
Is going to rent the thing. Someone's going to buy that house and actually live in it. And there's one less rental property.
Right.
So right, you can write yourself
you're losing.
To death,
right. right. In the end, you lose. But we'll see.
Yeah.
The voters are going to have that and. I'm going to move on to my next story, which as I read it, I went, oh, this has kind of happened to me.
What?
There's a 38-year-old guy named Brandon Briggs from Utah.
Oh, good name.
On Saturday night, the cops pulled him over on his motorcycle, but it turns out it was stolen. So Brandon took off.
Oh.
The cops were about to start chasing him until one of them realized that they recognized Brandon. Oh. So instead of following him, they just drove to his house.
I know who that was. That was Brandon Briggs. Great name.
Meanwhile, Brandon was speeding away, probably thinking,
"Eher."
Right.
They'll never catch me on this stolen bike.
He just showed them as he sped away, and they didn't even try to catch him. Couldn't keep up. Punks, dad. Ha ha! When he got home, an hour later, he found them waiting in his driveway.
Mm.
He was arrested for possession of a stolen vehicle, failure to stop, and parole violation.
Poor Brandon.
I told you the story when I was drinking in this park one time, and I was like 16.
Yeah.
And I'm drinking in this park and with a bunch of friends, and it was a place where you had to park far away, and then you walked into the park, and you're off sort of out away, and here we are drinking, and then we see from where we're sitting... Clearly, those are cops' feet walking this direction. Mm-hmm. I don't even know who spotted them, but someone yelled, "Dad," and we all took off running.
Right.
I run for it. And I get away, and I'm like,
"Ooh, I got away. Woo.
I did it."
Yeah.
I got back to my car, and there was a note on my seat. On the seat, inside the car. That
did
said,
you not lock your car?
No, it was locked, but you could break in real easy by popping this side window on the Datsun B210s. Yeah. It was so easy. It was like stupid easy.
Why lock your door?
I guess. But anyway, they got in and they left a note and they said, "We'll be at your house." And I was like, ah! And
I thought, could never go home!
I thought, there's no way that they're going to do that though, right? So I drove home and they were in the driveway and they were in the house
oh,
with my dad.
Chit-chatting with your dad?
As I walk, hey.
You went in, huh?
What was I going to do?
I don't know.
I had a better chance with the police there with my dad than I did if
they're
I walked
gonna
in.
They're going to leave at some point,
well,
Vinny.
I just needed to face it. The biggest product flops of all time. All right. I've got a list. I've okay. got the top 10 and a few others.
Is Zima on the list?
Oh, did that actually Zima. Flop? They bring that back from time to time.
They brought it back recently.
Here are some notable flops I'll mention.
Not necessarily the top 10.
Right, no, I've got the top 10, but here are some farther down the list. Right. The Arch Deluxe at McDonald's.
I liked the Arch Deluxe.
What is that?
It was like a better bun, fresh lettuce and tomato.
Higher end burger.
Yeah, it was a little higher end. I was like, oh, this is actually pretty. I went and tried
at
it.
At McDonald's?
Yeah.
Why don't they just serve that?
Well, they, you know, they can't be too good.
Google Plus is on the list.
But that's still around. I mean, people just, are people on that ever?
No.
I've never even...
I see trucks once in a while, or vans.
Oh, Google
Plus.
You
have to be on Google Plus to comment on YouTube now, I think.
Google Plus is like one of those opt-in things when you have their Gmail. Mm-hmm. So I think that's how they keep that
going.
Running. But I'm not on it.
God, okay.
Flabiform.
Samsung Galaxy Note 7, the one that was exploding. That they had to recall is on the list.
That wasn't a good one.
Crystal Pepsi, Harley Davidson perfume.
Oh,
Lifesavers
what does that
smell like? Soda.
Fumes.
Lifesaver soda. Who tried that?
Never even heard of that.
Microsoft's Zune MP3 player.
Yeah.
So those are some of the things on the list. The LaserDisc is on the list. Betamax cassette players are on the list. But here's your top 10.
All right.
Biggest flops, product flops of all time. The Windows Vista operating system in 07.
Oh.
New Coke comes in at number 9.
310 said New Coke.
Touch of Yogurt Shampoo by Clairol. No one bought it.
Touch of
I don't want any yogurt in my hair.
Some people thought you were supposed to eat it.
Oh, a touch of yogurt.
The TV show Terra Nova. In 2011, Fox spent over $50 million on it, including $20 million on the pilot alone, and it was canceled after 13 episodes.
Find out who starred in that. Was that...
What was the name again?
Jason O'Mara, Stephen Lang.
What's the girl's name?
Oh, Stephen Lang is the guy that was the bad guy in Avatar.
I watched the first episode
Naomi
of
Scott.
That. I watched the first episode
Shelley
of it,
Khan.
And it was terrible.
Terra Nova.
Yes.
And you didn't like it. Well, it flopped. Cheetos lip balm.
Oh. I don't really want orange lips, and that's all right. I can picture, is that my lips turn into like Cheetos.
Uh-huh. Coming in at number 5, Premier Smokeless Cigarettes in 1988. They were kind of the first e-cigs.
And they flopped, huh?
Well.
That's too bad.
Because in 88, people were still enjoying
smoke.
The actual smoke. I know I was. 88, I was... Good for a pack a day, probably. Yeah.
Oh, it's interesting. They made this smokeless cigarette look like a cigarette.
Oh. So it had a yellow butt.
But it had no smoke?
No, it just had, you know, it looks like, yeah, but it, yeah, it was an electronic
RJ
cigarette.
RJ Reynolds sunk $1 billion into them and then yanked them off the shelves in less than a year.
Oh.
Burger King's Satis Fries comes in at number 4. They were supposed to be healthier than their normal fries, but no one cared.
Yeah, no thanks. If I'm going to a fast food restaurant, I'm going to get the fast food, the crap food.
These are the biggest product flops of all time. The Atari game E.T. the Extraterrestrial. They made 4 million copies and sold 1.5 million and buried the rest in a landfill in New Mexico.
Which they recently uncovered.
Is that true?
Yeah, they found, because it was a rumor that they'd buried them, and then somebody just discovered them.
Oh, that's funny.
Really?
Yeah.
So they're all over, what, eBay?
No, I think they just, because you're talking about
covered
3 million
right back
games.
Up.
Yeah.
Right.
The Newton, Apple's lame digital notepad from 93, which later, I guess, became the iPad, right?
Oh.
Yeah.
But the Newton comes in at number 2.
What could you do with a Newton?
I don't know. Like a
Palm Pilot looking thing? Or?
With a stylus, yeah.
Oh, yeah. It's a pain. I actually liked that Palm Pilot for a while.
I did too, but it didn't do much.
Yeah, that was the thing. It was really more of just sort of a contact list that you carried around with you.
But a lot of these things I enjoyed getting to...
play with.
Well, sort of figuring out how to make it work and get the names in. I felt like I was keeping up with things. Phones felt like that for a while to me, too, because the technology jumped.
Right.
They don't jump anymore.
They really don't. They
so
just take
now,
things away. Hello, my headphone jack.
I don't feel compelled to try the new one because I'm going to fall behind. There's nothing new. Incremental memory change or increases and camera What is that? That's the Newton.
The Newton next to a BlackBerry, or is it a BlackBerry? And an iPhone.
Yeah.
Oh, look at that. The Newton.
The number one biggest product flop of all time is Google Glass.
Oh. Is that gone already?
I actually just thought those were prototypes and that was being worked on. Yeah.
Yeah, but don't you remember? I'm sure if there had been this clamoring for the item, or
right.
they would have been
absolutely
huge. Didn't they try to get a barge off the in the bay
they
here
did.
Where they were going to open a Google store
mm-hmm.
where people could line up and buy the
and they'd move it all around
and then no one wanted it.
No one cared, right? Well, the glasses were dumb looking. I think that they had like sort of opened it up too, like so that people could write apps for it, and it didn't. And then people were mad because they were like, are you filming me mm-hmm. with your glasses?
Well, right.
You know what I think would have worked?
What?
Is if they would have had them be really cool, stylish sunglasses.
Yeah, they should have been. Or
because the way they looked was pretty lame.
Yeah. Well, they look like sort of cheap plastic.
Yeah. Like...
Well, and Snap flopped with their Snap glasses, too. And people for
a second.
I didn't
remember that.
Yeah, well, that's because they didn't end up getting them to market. For mm-hmm. whatever reason, they didn't sell like they should have. But they had... They had a few people wearing the things, and there was some interest, and I don't think they got them in time to ride the wave.
Mm.
They're like called spectacles.
You don't remember those?
No.
Yeah, they just went poof.
Here, take a look at them.
Those are them.
Goofy looking.
Yeah, they're super stupid looking.
Whoa,
yeah,
take it easy.
They should have partnered with
some
Prada.
People, you know.
Big round thing.
What?
Prada.
You think Prada wants any part of that?
Well, they could
make
them designer. They can make them look cool, you know?
It would be kind of cool to have, like, a lot of the science fiction I read, they have, like, a heads-up display where they just have, like, something in their eye so that they've got, you know, on the sides all the information that they need about everything. Like, if you meet someone, does a facial recognition, tells them their name and a little bit about them.
The ad on the page looks really cool, though. I mean, you just wear it all day and it records everything you do. Looks like it's waterproof, too. They're playing in the water.
Oh, yeah. Let's get that. Actually looks great.
They had...
That looks great.
Some juice for a second there, and then they didn't get... something went wrong with the product getting it in time.
You'd have
to
remember to turn it off, though, if you're going to the bathroom or something. You know?
Right.
I suppose you could take them off and leave them on the counter.
Well,
hopefully not facing you.
We'll watch you go to the bathroom.
No, I don't. I wouldn't want anyone to.
It's fine.
No worries. That's the whole thing is like private moments.
All right.
You know. All right. So we'll take a quick break.
No.
When we come back, I have a Stranger Things update.
All right.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.